Okay, thank you guys for coming tonight. I'm Katie, and Katie Jones, and then Ed Jones. So we're so appreciative of you guys coming tonight. You're in for a real treat. We live this life. I've grown up in it. This is my father. He's taught me lots of amazing things over my life. He's picked up lots of great knowledge over his life, and we want to share that with you guys tonight. I think for us, ketosis isn't just some fad or trend that we've picked up on just because it's popular. It's actually the way that I've seen him eat almost all of my life, carrying olive oil bottles and butter and coconut oil to restaurants like our entire life, in my mom's purse and in his back pocket. We've always eaten healthy fats. And so that was a weird concept in the 90s and the early 200s. But if you think back to our grandparents or your grandparents, you saw them eating all the animal fat. You saw them eating the saturated fats, the real butter. You saw all this. And so for us, this isn't a trend. It's a lifestyle that we've lived most of our life. So I think that's where we bring our knowledge today on this. So my last thing before we introduce Ed is, how many people in this room have actually been in ketosis, think they're currently in ketosis, or have played around with a ketogenic diet? Raise your hand. Okay, cool, so a good majority of you. Okay, so no matter what, if you are in ketosis now, if you've never been in ketosis, if you're an experienced ketogenic dieter, I feel like this lecture is gonna be relevant for everybody. So we really wanna make sure that we hit the foundational information, but also hit some studies, hit some scientific data so that we can cover and meet everyone where they are. So, all right, I'll pass it to Ed.
Thank you. That was a perfect introduction from what I see, of course. Yes, I'm Ed Jones. I probably know 2/3 of you. I recognize almost all your faces. First off, I didn't script anything tonight, so because it's kind of a lifestyle for me, it's something that has kind of naturally fallen into my journey. It feels very natural to me. I mean, I think I was doing keto before there was the word keto. And you're going to walk away full of information. And we will say there are many different ways to embrace a keto diet. So don't ever believe that there's a gold standard or a book that says this is how you have to do it. Now, the reason I do it is because one of my heroes is Dave Asprey, who's from Bulletproof Coffee Company. How many of you heard of Dave Asprey with Bulletproof? About 1/3. Dave Asprey is a gentleman who has coined the term biohacking. And what that actually means is, let me read it here because he has it perfectly. Biohacking is manipulating the internal and external environmental factors to seize control of your biology. He lost 100 pounds of weight loss, gained 20 points of IQ, and was able to work with as little as 2 hours sleep a night. And I was thinking on the way here, I don't know if how many of you, I think most of you probably would remember that are middle age or above, Chuck Yeager, the pilot, the test pilot. And I was thinking, Chuck Yeager put his life on the line hundreds of times experimenting with new planes because that's how you learned whether something worked or not. And I kind of thought of myself as a Chuck Yeager of nutrition because there's nothing I haven't done. I think Marianne, who's been with me for decades, probably certainly can attest to that. And I've done some things I haven't told her about too. So. But everything from cryogenics to urine therapy, I mean, I don't care what it is, I have done it. And I've done it not because I always felt it was exactly what I needed, but I was testing the plane out. That's what I did. Because I felt if I could do these things for myself, then I could share it and help other people to be healthy. I saw early in my life that mainstream medicine, I hate to be harsh about it, was a dead end. It was a wonderful system if you had acute situations like car wrecks, heart attacks, acute infections, but their model of how they treat disease is a broken model to me. I mean, we can see that. Anyone who's gone through the experience of relatives who've had chronic serious diseases have seen the shortcomings of what is going on with heavy medications, with not looking for the reasons for why we have disease. And we're slowly evolving. I will have to say that, you know, I'm optimistic that with enough years, we are going to turn this around, because we have things now we've never dreamed of possible before, which I will discuss a little tonight. But as far as tonight, we're going to give you some home, not homework, but some information you can take home that will be really valuable so you can narrow this thing down. But really and truly, you know, why eat keto? First off, this is what you're going to probably learn tonight. There is science behind ketosis diets. It's been around for almost 100 years because it was invented or stumbled upon in order to treat seizures. And it was the most effective and almost still is treatment for epileptic seizures. So we have a ton in the literature about this. You know, you're going to learn the practical uses of the diet in your life, and guidelines, of course, to follow this lifestyle. And there are many myths, and there's many things that are probably being done wrong by people who are doing ketosis. And there's a lot of people who try it, and they quit quickly because they do some incorrect things, and they get what's called the keto flu. And we'll talk about that later. How to establish a long-term relationship with ketosis. This is not a diet that I would want to recommend for 60 days. Of course, there's people who do it and then they kind of get to where they want and they may, you know, be okay with that. I know in my heart of hearts that, and I can explain some of this later, the mechanism of what this does to your cells and to your blood and to your mitochondria is unlike anything I've ever stumbled upon in my 40 years of experimenting and observing. And it is, we can always fine-tune, but I think we're getting close to the real system of maintaining health. And we're going to explain how we can help you on this journey if you feel that you need help. Not everyone does. And the last thing, which I just stuck in a couple hours ago, is the not one-size-fits-all keto guidelines, because there's many ideas. And we have to learn to taper it based on how you feel and your feedback. Now, of course, the reasons for embracing keto, number one is the number one reason, losing body fat. We know that there are people, and we've had experience with this for a decade or plus, with people who simply can't lose weight, or if they do, they gain it right back. And so we've had a system that is using and helping people get into ketosis called Ideal Protein. And we have had probably, how many people have we had on that in 10 years?
Yeah,
1,000 people with about a 92% success rate. No diet has that. And so we know that it works. Of course, increasing energy levels is something I found early on. Not having food cravings. That is a blessing, because the majority of people walk around and it's only a few hours after they eat or a few minutes after they eat, they want the cookie, they want the cracker, they want the drink, they want the dessert, they want something else. And it is such a pleasure to be on an airplane like I was Sunday, flying back from Chicago, and you know the stewardess was passing out all the cookies and all the graham crackers and pretzels. I don't care. It's not like I'm using discipline to not eat them. I don't want them. If I did eat them regularly, I would want them. But the reason that I don't is because I'm using a keto type of principle lifestyle. Sustained energy during the day. Instead of doing this all day, then you're going to do this most of the day. Am I perfectly energized all day? No. I mean, I'm not young anymore, and I do have my days because we're humans and we're not a perfect machine. But it's far better than the days of when I used to eat what I thought was a healthy diet, which was a lot of carbohydrates. Meal planning time. I'm a single guy. I don't ever cook. I eat out a lot. But my breakfast, which I've done the same thing for 4 years, takes me from start to finish 7 minutes, from the time I start, the time I finish, the time I'm walking out the door, because I mix it in a drink, and it is basically a keto drink, which I can explain later. But inflammation is causing the majority of our chronic diseases in this country. It's chronic inflammation. It's behind Alzheimer's, it's behind arthritis, it's behind plaque in your arteries, it's behind cancer, it's behind so many things. And you don't fix this by taking Advils. This is not how it works. You fix it by rebalancing the chemistry of the body so it doesn't have the inflammation that we're producing by the mistakes we are making. Of course, I mentioned seizures and then serious diseases. The C word is the most frightening word that we all can hear. And ketosis is being used very successfully with many modalities, whether it be the traditional modality or completely holistic modalities. And it's only going to grow. There's no doubt. You can't stop this train. Dave Asprey, this is his picture. Katie and I saw him about 6 weeks ago in Anaheim, California. We got a chance to be in a seminar with him. And he's an interesting fella, there's no doubt. He does everything humanly possible to figure out how to live the longest, most optimal, energetic life possible. My priorities are slightly different than his. I am quite a bit older. I don't really embrace this in order to live extra years. I embrace it because I want the years that I have to be quality. I don't want to be caught up in the medical system and have constant succumb to the visits and the pharmaceuticals and the doctors and things. I'm not going to do that at this stage. So if I'm not going to do that, well, I better be smart and try to figure out how I'm going to prevent things or else it will happen. And I will encourage you to sign up on his podcast. He's a wonderfully informative gentleman. Now, here's some things that I say, and I'm a quite blunt person. I try to be tactful, but I am blunt about my belief system. And I always have room for others' opinion. It's not like I wrote the Bible on it. It's just I have observed over 10,000 people or plus over 40 years, watching them go from health to vitality, from vitality to death, and all in between. And I've listened to their stories. They tell me everything. Number one, eating healthy, nutritious, and organic food has little effect on your physique or your food cravings. What has happened in this country is we have become enamored. We have become, I won't say brainwashed, but we have been sold a bill of goods that if something is full of nutrition, then it's healthy. That's bullcrap. And the reason it is because it does matter a little about that, but if I eat a diet full of organic bananas and apples and make my drink up with tons of carrots and all these other foods that are very nutritious, and I don't balance it the other components of this, it's extremely unhealthy because it makes the mitochondria, which is the part of the cell that produces energy and it basically runs your body, it damages it because of the way carbohydrates will create imbalances every time you eat them. And it creates inflammation. Then inflammation causes all the diseases, and then you're stuck back in the swamp of poor health. It is impossible to exercise your way out of a bad diet. I've been in gyms my whole life, probably a little bit obsessive about it, and I've watched so many people who come with me every day. There are 6 days a week, and they never change. Now, do they look good to begin with? No. If they look good, it'd be fine if they didn't change, but they don't. So I'm wondering, why are they paying these personal trainers, you know, $40 an hour, and they're busting their butt, and they're healthier now. Don't get me wrong. Their health, heart-wise, is better, and they may live longer because of this. But if you want to look better, the gym is second. It's not first. You can look pretty damn good if you just do the keto diet and just stay active. You don't have to go to the gym. I've seen it over and over and over. I thought yesterday, and I don't want to be stereotyping or being ugly, but, you know, if exercise was all we needed, you would never see an overweight UPS driver. And we have two that are about 40 pounds overweight. I Googled this morning, how many calories does a UPS driver burn in a day? 5,600. They're not eating 5,600 calories, but yet they're still overweight. So something's missing in this equation. It's unreasonable to expect significant changes in your body fat or make radical changes in your physique if your blood chemistry is unbalanced. I started studying blood chemistry deeply about a decade ago. And I can tell you that I've connected the dots because I started seeing these people who were relatively disease-free, who were relatively healthy, who looked pretty dang good as far as physique. And then I would look at the people who weren't, and I started putting all these pieces together, and I started realizing, well, you know, these people have these higher levels and these people don't, and maybe that's why. And so the more and more I investigated, the more I learned it is true. And the thing I want to say about blood testing, which is, could be a whole two-hour seminar I could give on it, which we may do eventually, is your physician lives and dies on reference ranges. If it's in the reference range and doesn't have a red flag on the right or the left, you're fine. You know what? Being fine is not good. Because fine in this country is obese. Fine in this country is brain fog, fatigue, fibromyalgia. The average Tennessean's on 17 pharmaceuticals per year. That's insane to be on 17 pharmaceuticals. You know you cannot be healthy taking that many synthetic drugs. And then the last is calories in equals calories out. Well, it made sense in a mathematical model. Well, you know, if you burn 2,000 and you eat 1,900, well, you're going to lose a little weight. You know what? It doesn't work. It does work in some people, but it doesn't work in 75%. Pushing the plate away is not the way to maintain low body fat or a good physique. It just doesn't work. And we can explain further as to that later on. That's also why the keto diet does work. Really quickly, the seven crucial blood tests that you have to know and have if you want to be optimally healthy and you want to have the lowest body fat and you want to not damage mitochondria is these. How do we get these? Do you think your physician's going to do it? We are evolving into some physicians who are being open-minded, who are willing to work with you. But I would guess it to be 10%. 90% are still in the old model, and that's okay because it's not their fault. They're actually in a system that I call broken. And the broken system they have to participate in because they were trained in it and they need to make their salary. So they're about diagnosing diseases, not figuring out optimal health. These tests will determine your inflammation, how everything's kind of running, I guess I would say. How do we get these tests? Well, we partner with Circle of Life right down the sidewalk, actually five doors down. And in Circle of Life, we give people the ability to do some of their own blood testing. And it's now there are also walk-in labs other places that you can do this in. So you don't have to be tied to your physician anymore if you request a blood test, because many will not give it to you. You know, people sometimes, you know, they're very connected to studies. And I kind of bounce between kind of half and half. I want science, there is no doubt. I'm not all about anecdotal, but I'm all a ton about evidence in good journals, but I'm also about observational information. Like I have a place where I can observe it because I have so many people who share things with me. But, you know, this PubMed study here, the long-term effects of ketogenic diet. I mean, they took 83 obese people, and because some people think a long-term keto diet is not healthy, well, this PubMed study is one of many, but it says, the present study shows the beneficial effects of long-term ketogenic diet significantly reduced the body weight and body mass. It decreased the level of triglycerides, LDL cholesterol, and blood glucose, increased HDL, which is supposedly the good cholesterol, and administering a ketogenic diet for a longer period of time did not produce any side effects in the patients. It confirms it is safe to use it longer than previously demonstrated. This is, again, part of why I get excited about the keto diet, because in conjunction with or without normal cancer therapies, it takes the fuel away from unhealthy cells. That's why it works. Cancer cells can only live on glucose, it can't live on fat, it cannot live on ketones, and if you can starve it, does it mean it goes away? Not always, but what it does mean is it will go dormant. We, in my opinion, and I talked to a lot of people about this, we have to get the word cure sometimes out of our mental state, because that's a heavy word to use, because I know people who have lived 20 years and died of something else, and they never were cured. They just maintained health because they set up their physiology to make that cell dormant. And that's what we can do, hopefully, through the right diets. PubMed study. Number three, of course, 65-year-old woman suffering from glioblastoma, which is a brain type of cancer, put on a restricted diet, and after 2 months, her weight decreased, ketones. The study found there was no discernible brain tumor after this period of time. This is not a random thing, people. I have seen this myself through a number of people who come and talk to me about their health. Does it work all the time? No, nothing does. But it offers a safe, toxic-free way to potentially consider a therapy that's not damaging your healthy cells. So the bottom line of the actual mechanism of keto is this. I mean, if you boil it all down, it's teaching the human body to burn fat for energy opposed to carbohydrates. That's it. That's what we want to do. Teach, though, the body. The body has to learn how to do this. We all know how to burn carbs from the second we're born. And we also ruin the ability to burn fat because we live on carbs for so long. And so it's not always super easy and pleasant to teach the body, but it does. It will work if you follow what we're going to tell you. Now, the few myths is ketosis is bad for you because it is the same as ketoacidosis. How many of you remember the Atkins diet? I'm sure most of you do. Yep. And Atkins was a hero in certain ways, and he also was way ahead of his time, but he also was incorrect because what he did was he did put us in ketosis. But slabs of bacon are not the way to do this. You cannot use tons of unhealthy foods that are full of chemicals and not include healthy green-colored vegetables and all the antioxidants and the right other healthy fats. He wasn't about quality of food. I'm all about not only picking the right macronutrient, but it being clean, being the best choice. You can't just run to Food City and grab something and expect it to be optimal unless you do your homework, and they have some good things, of course, but you got to pick out the right ones. The keto diet's high in protein. It is moderately high in protein, and there are different levels of keto diet. Some are higher than others, and that's where we come in, and if we can help you or you help yourself figure out at what level is it. I am convinced that too much protein is not healthy. I used to be 30 pounds bigger than I am now. I was lifting weights heavily, and you know, I believe, like all guys did, the more protein we can get, the better. I would eat 2 grams of protein per pound of body weight. Today, I absolutely know that anything over 1 pound per gram is too much, and I try to shoot for about a half a gram. So if I weigh 174, which I do, then you know, I shoot for about 85 grams of protein per day. And the reason you don't want too much is it produces something called mTOR, and that is an enzyme that actually increases your cancer rate. And the other myth is you can eat any type of fat that is, and it's healthy. That's completely erroneous. We cannot eat fats unless there are those select chosen ones that we're going to teach you about. Okay, this one next slide here, I'll just make you a really quick story about it. This is a person who was a normal 21-year-old, and she ate the normal diet, but actually better than most 21-year-olds. Exercised just the modest way, did not do anything spectacular, but was an active person. But, she, you know, and she would not miss a meal, and she would eat healthy bagels and eat her fruits, and, you know, then she would eat what she wants some of the other time of the day. And then just the normal life happened. She was, you know, she had a certain look about her, and then all of a sudden she started, without even knowing the word keto, started embracing eating higher fat diets, less carbs that were fast acting, and her whole look changed. Now, believe it or not, this next photo, there's only 4 pounds difference between the left photo and the right. And you might know this lady. 21 years old, 4 years later. There's no change in exercise, there's no change in anything but the way that she manipulated her diet. So I'm proud of her, and I didn't force it on her. I was never a parent who said, you have to do this. I just did it, and if she paid attention, fine. If she didn't, it's fine. And this is the last one I want to talk about, and I'll come back in a minute, and Katie will finish some of this other. How does ketosis work? Glucose, which of course is the fuel from food that the cells can run on. Glucose is sugar. when the body eats, or you eat a food and it's broken down into its individual components, the carbohydrates will turn to a sugar called glucose. Well, the glucose is, you know, from grains and all the fruits and anything else. And what we're going to do, though, is we're going to drastically reduce it. This will force the body to find an alternative source, now, which is fat, because it doesn't want to burn protein too easily, but it will, but we like it to burn fat. So in the absence of glucose, it starts to burn fat, but then the liver makes something called ketones. Ketones, the brain loves ketones. That's why brain fog is so gone when you do a ketosis diet and you get it fine-tuned. And when you have a brain that's running on ketones, you are you feel superhuman compared to what you did, because you don't have you have better recall, you have better mental energy, you don't have the drowsiness that comes in your brain that so many of us do. Then, once ketone levels in the blood raise to a certain level, you then enter officially ketosis. And then this state, it will result in quick, consistent weight loss until you get to your body weight. So Katie will finish some of this and then I'll come back.
Alrighty. Okay, so I want to make this kind of clear, because I think Ed touched on this. There's different types of ketosis. So there's not just this one size fits all thing. There's not, you need to eat 40 grams of protein, you need to eat this amount of fat. There's kind of different ways of looking at it, and we've spelled that out here. So a standard average ketogenic diet, like if you Googled ketosis or you read a popular book, this is the one you're probably going to find. You're going to consume 70% of your calories from fat, 20% from protein, and 10% from carbohydrates. So that's an average ketogenic diet. That's typically saying that a person is not wanting any more than about 30 to 40 grams of carbs in their diet. So we'll touch on this in a minute a little bit further. Number two is a targeted ketogenic diet. So imagine someone that exercises a lot, or someone that's that likes to run or lift weights. There's no way they would have enough fuel doing just 30 grams of carbohydrates a day. So this targeted ketogenic diet is to consume some carbohydrates before that exercise. So that won't kick you out of ketosis. You eat the rest of your day in that ketogenic style, but you add those complex carbs before that exercise. Dr. Mercola, who we're a huge fan of, drmercola.com, he's the number one holistic doctor on the internet, and great research and great information. He lives in a ketogenic state probably 90% of the time. He exercises a lot, and the way he does that is adding those complex carbs before the exercise. He loves berries, sweet potatoes, and you know, maybe some carrots or something, but right before the exercise. So not all day long, not over consuming it, but before the exercise. The third one is the high protein ketogenic diet. So this is the one that we have offered at our store for the last 10 years. I'll touch on that in a little while. Ed kind of touched on that. That's a little higher protein than the typical ketogenic diet. And then last is the cyclical ketosis. What that means is like maybe 4 or 5 days of the week you exist in ketosis, and the weekend or the end of the week you eat off and eat a little bit more carbohydrates. This teaches the body to go back and forth between fuel sources. So back between the carbohydrates and the fat as your fuel source. This works for some people if they feel like they might get burned out on doing ketosis all the time and they want the weekend to provide a little bit more carbohydrates. That doesn't mean binge eating carbohydrates, but that means adding in a little bit more healthy carbs sometimes. That's an option for some people, not all people. And like we've said, we have to find the one that fits your lifestyle. So I touched on that. Let's go. So I like this calculator a lot. This is ruled.me is the website. So ruled, RULED.me. They have a calculator on here that goes through and you type in gender, your age, your activity level, your lifestyle, just basically all the data they could collect about you and your lifestyle and your current diet. And they can calculate as best as they can how much fat you should be eating, how much carbs, and how much protein in order to get into ketosis. So someone, like he mentioned, a UPS driver that's burning 5,000 calories a day, well, he's going to need a little bit more fuel than someone that's sitting at a desk and is an accountant all day. So this calculator helps you figure that out. So I like that. Okay, now I want to touch on this. So fats. The top line here, fats are 90% ketogenic and 10% anti-ketogenic. So I don't want to get too deep into this and confuse anybody, but 90% of fat is going to be used for fuel, but 10% of it can turn into glucose or sugar. So that's not a bad thing. That's fine. It just means that we need to watch the consumption of fat so we don't overdo fat in abundance, or then we are going to start turning it into glucose. Healthy fats, this is really, really important. Healthy fats, nuts and seeds, coconut oil, ghee, grass-fed butters, organic cream, Alaskan salmon, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, grass-fed beef, grass-fed bison. The cleaner the source of food, the better, the less anti-inflammatory it is for our body, especially with the fats, and especially if you're using dairy products. The dairy industry can be a little bit unclean if you're getting the non-organic sourced, or if you're getting cows that have been, you know, raised all on top of one another and tons of antibiotics. So do the best you can. You can only monitor so much stuff in your life, but try to, you know, get the cleaner sourced dairy if possible. Unhealthy fats, really big, like I said, on avoiding the non-organic, non-grass-fed dairy in large consumption. We've never been a fan of canola oil, so trying to watch the canola oil. The vegetable oils, the hydrogenated fats, obviously fried food and trans fats, those have luckily been very clear to the society now that we need to watch those. And at the end here, Dr. Mercola, he gives us a quote that I love. Feeding high doses of fat and cholesterol to omnivores like rats and dogs does not produce atherosclerotic lesions in them. In fact, it turns out that people who have highest percentage of saturated fats in their diet had the lowest risk of heart disease. There's a book that I love that changed my whole opinion on saturated fats, and it's The Big Fat Myth is the name of it. We actually have the link on our website, and we'll show you that at the end of the lecture, but it shows studies that truly saturated fat does not increase your heart disease risk. It does not increase your cholesterol in a bad way, and if anything, it's actually benefiting you. So trying to change that mind of being scared of animal fats and embracing the clean animal fats. Okay, proteins. So protein, kind of along the same lines as the fats, making sure they are in their natural habitat, making sure you know the source of them, make sure they're not administered a lot of antibiotics, that they're not fed a lot of soy or grains to fatten them up. That's a sad kind of thing that occurs a lot in the industry, is right before they're going to be killed for our food consumption, they're given a lot of grains or soy because that literally fattens them up and gets more meat on them. But that gives terribly unhealthy inflammatory meat because they've gained that weight so fast from an unhealthy food source, and then we're consuming that meat that isn't healthy. So just intuitively, unhealthy meat going into us is going to produce that same result, which is inflammation. And then, like he touched on, not consuming too much protein in one setting. I am kind of similar in my consumption of protein. I'm less active. I'm not active, unfortunately. I love eating clean, but activity is not my favorite thing. So that's why I love the ketogenic lifestyle. So for me, about a half gram of protein, or maybe a little less than that for me a day. So 60 grams of protein, 65 grams of protein. And I try to space that out throughout my day. So about 20, 25 grams a meal. I wouldn't go over personally about 40 grams of protein a meal. Your body's not going to be able to consume that. So let's just, you know, be conscious of that when choosing proteins. Now, carbohydrates. I think this is the most important thing. Obviously, we are trying to change your fuel source. So adding carbohydrates is not going to change your body's fuel source. So The general rule for ketosis is no more than 30 net carbs. Most people probably know what net carbs mean, but I just want to make sure everybody does. That's the total carbohydrates minus the fiber, and that gives you the net carbs. So if you look like the Zunta bars that we're going to touch on, they've got, I think, 19 carbohydrates and then 11 grams of fiber. So net carbs, they've got 8 net carbs. The reason is fiber doesn't interfere with your blood sugar, so you're able to minus that fiber from the carbohydrate content. So when we're looking for ketosis, we're looking at total of net carbs. Most of the carbohydrates from a ketogenic diet come from veggies and berries. And as Dr. Mercola says, excess carbohydrates in the form of fructose and grains is the root cause of obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Okay, this is my list of what I kind of keep in my pantry and what I think the top 10 foods for a ketogenic lifestyle are. Good, clean eggs. Awesome. Awesome protein, awesome fat, highly absorbable protein, especially if you're getting clean, healthy eggs. A lot of stores are carrying them now, which is exciting, and we've got local eggs as well. Olives and olive oil. Meat, poultry, and seafood. High-fat, grass-fed, organic dairy. Dark chocolate. Organic berries. Broccoli and other cruciferous vegetables. Really any green leafy vegetables are wonderful. Garlic and onions, coconut oil and avocados, and nuts and seeds. If you had those, it's more than 10, but I kind of broke it into a group of 10. If you had all of those in your pantry, there are so many recipes and so many ways that you could cook with these items. I think that's kind of what it comes down to sometimes that's hard is being creative and not getting burned out with this. But as he said, when you get into a ketogenic lifestyle, your cravings are so decreased that getting burned out doesn't affect you the way that you might think of it right now. You start eating more for fuel and for how you feel, so the cravings just don't bother you as much. And so grabbing these food items and having them around your house is the only way that I could eat in a ketogenic way. If I don't have these at home, trying to run through somewhere or run to a restaurant and hope I can find it can happen, but it's a lot easier if I keep all these items at home. So, and I am next Tuesday at Sweet and Savory Kitchen down off Main Street. I'm co-teaching a cooking class for how to cook ketogenic foods. It's at 6 o'clock and they still have spaces available. So if you had an interest in learning how to cook ketogenic recipes and foods, just go to Sweet and Savory Kitchen's website. Okay, this is back to you.
Dave Asprey has some of the best, what he calls, infographs, I think, on the internet for our health. We're going to give you a copy of this tonight, and we have laminated many of these, so it'll be easy to keep. This was relatively new to me, and when I looked on it, he has a rating chart here of everything from very toxic to what he calls bulletproof. Bulletproof is optimal. That's where he would like for us to all to be eating. And again, intuitively over my decades, not because I'm smart, just intuitively, I kind of always have eaten at that top list, but there was a couple that I certainly learned that were beneficial to me. This makes it real easy to fix and or find the foods and decide, okay, this is good. But he also rates it as not just good and bad, but good, less good, a little less good. So there's some gradients there because we can't all be perfect. It's just you do the best you can do. And I did find this yesterday. A friend of mine in Atlanta sent it to me, and I found it to be very informative. We ran copies for everyone. And what it is, and I didn't do the whole booklet, but the part of the book is Restaurant Eating 101. And what I liked about it is if you go to a burger house, this is what you do. Go to a pizza place or a Chinese place, a Japanese coffee shop, or Mexican, or steakhouses, or a sandwich shop. It's going to tell you the tips that you could use to be on a ketosis type of diet. One thing Katie mentioned earlier, that, and I had forgotten this, that when she was growing up, we always carried butter. Mm-hmm. But what she didn't mention was the amount of times that our small dog found the butter, and it was not a pleasant thing. keto flu, I mentioned it earlier. This is experienced by probably a significant amount of people who do this. And I certainly can feel the effects of it if I'm too strict. I don't have to stay too strict because I've kind of fine-tuned my diet for so long. But, you know, feeling the tiredness and having low energy despite sleeping well, but sometimes you don't sleep well on this, even though it doesn't say it here. Losing libido, having trouble, it does say sleeping, being moody, irritable, bad breath is a huge one. And so we, you know, this is just temporary. It's really temporary. And if it gets too rough, you know, you can loosen up slightly. Now, there are testing methods for ketosis and you don't have to be tested to know if you're in ketosis. When you get experienced, you kind of will know most of the time. Now, the test strips for urine are my least choice. That is, we do sell those for people who want a little bit of a guideline. But because of the fact of if you're dehydrated or not, it can affect the outcome of the test. Blood is quite accurate, but it gets, as most people who poke themselves, and I'm terrible about having a fear of poking my finger. It gets to be old to try to do that and keep checking. The newest technology, and I have a friend who bought this just a week ago, is the breath test. And it's about, I think Butch spent about $250, and you just breathe into it with one breath, and it's going to rate you as to where you are with your in ketosis. Very accurate, of course, very easy, a little costly, but it would fine-tune your diet. It was interesting. He told me yesterday, he was reading his numbers off to me, and he's been doing this off and on for a couple years, and he's actually doing it for cancer. He's very thin already, but he took too much coconut oil yesterday. It kicked him out of ketosis. Who would think that? I mean, you think that's, you could eat all you want. Well, you can't, because you have to balance them. So I think that's going to be the coming thing, is using these breath analyzers.
Okay, so how can we as Nutrition World, or Ed and Katie, how can we help you on this journey of ketosis? I know we've highlighted a lot, but if you needed specific guidance, we want to be here for you for that as well. So the ketogenic food items that we carry at Nutrition World, I'm going to go over that in just a minute on the next slide. The test strips that he just went over, a state-of-the-art body fat machine called the Sika BIA machine. I'll touch on that. Ideal Protein, which is the ketogenic diet system that we offer. And then last, some resources and our staff that's always available. So I'll hit on all of these. Okay, I don't want to touch on every single item, but I kind of want to hit the high points here. So helpful ketogenic products that we carry. Starting up on the left corner, coconut wraps. I don't know if anyone's tried this, but this is actually from the meat of coconuts. I think they're very good. Now, they don't taste like bread or anything, but they taste similar to a wrap. It's only 2 net carbohydrates per wrap, so you can make sandwiches from this. Not fluffy bread, but it's an alternative. Miracle noodles. These have kind of gotten a little popular. People may have tried these at this point. 0 net carbohydrates, so awesome to make pastas with. I'll make ground beef with spaghetti sauce and pour it on this. You've got no net carbohydrates. Boo Fit Bar, delicious protein bars. Typical net carbs, about 3 per bar. Really clean ingredients. You can read every single ingredient that's on the label, and so that's awesome. That's BHU is the name of it, Boo Fit. MCT powder. So MCT comes from coconut oil. MCT is one of the top products probably for a ketogenic lifestyle. So coconut oil itself contains medium chain triglycerides, and that's what MCT stands for. This is a fat that cannot be stored, but instead is used for fuel. So you're not going to have to worry about gaining weight from this. You're not going to have to worry about, oh, am I getting too much fat? This is a fat for fuel. And so when that's what we're trying to do, this is an awesome addition. This is actually a powder, This is a powder, which I find pretty unique. You could add that to your morning smoothie. We've also got MCT oil if you wanted to cook with the oil or add it to your coffee or other things. But the powder is cool to use. Zunta Bar, Ed created our Zunta protein bar. So I don't know how many people have tried the Zunta bar here. Okay, cool. So it's a ketogenic bar. He created it probably a year and a half ago now. We've spent lots of time, money, and energy on these bars, and so we think we have a really good product here. We're going to give everyone here one tonight to try. So they fit the ketogenic ingredients, macronutrients, and lifestyle. Really clean ingredients and delicious. They're almond butter based with grass-fed whey protein and good fiber. So it's got everything we need in there. Noakes granola, it's a local granola, but he makes one called the Power Blend. It's no grains or anything in it. It's a nut and seed based granola. And so it's higher protein, higher fat, and no carbohydrates, maybe two or three carbs. Cauliflower pizza. You might have tried this at home, or you may have heard of cauliflower pizza. You totally can make this on your own, but if you don't have the time or the want to do that, we carry the cauliflower pizzas frozen in our freezers. They're phenomenal, like absolutely delicious. Yeah, okay, good. So people have had them. They're really, really good. We've got like the Italian, we've got the roasted red pepper, and then we've got a vegan one that doesn't have any cheese in it, but the other two flavors have some cheese in it. You bake them in the oven, and then you can add your toppings on them after that. So really good. And then eggs, I've already mentioned those. Nut butter. I can't speak on how handy nut butters can be. So almond butters, this is a pecan butter. I'd never had a true pecan butter before. It's phenomenal. So that's the only ingredient in there. They're not adding anything else, no sweeteners, anything. I want to just touch real quick on the bulletproof stuff. And yeah, bulletproof, it's not like we're endorsed or paid by bulletproof. We just love them in our life. And so we want to share them with you guys. The idea of bulletproof coffee, like, changed my whole thoughts on coffee and on fats probably 3 or 4 years ago. I came across it. It's a big phenomenon out in California. Has anyone heard of bulletproof coffee around here? Okay, cool. So what the idea is that if you drink coffee in the morning, you add a tablespoon of grass-fed butter and a tablespoon of coconut oil or MCT oil. You add all that to your coffee, then you have to blend it up. If you don't blend it up, all the fat separates and it's not good. So you blend it up. And so the idea is that's what you start your morning with, is that fat for fuel and the caffeine from the coffee to slowly enter that caffeine into your bloodstream to get that clear mental thinking, no brain fog, and nice release of the fat into the system for steady blood sugar. And it is so delicious tasting. I mean, it's like a frothy, creamy way of drinking coffee. So it's really good. We carry everything that you could make that with. So some people use ghee for that or butter. It's kind of interchangeable on that one. His version of the MCT oil is the brain octane oil, which is just MCT oil. He just coins it, Dave Asprey, as the brain octane oil. He's now making the bulletproof coffee in a cold brew form, so it's ready to grab in the refrigerator section. I will say I like the warm coffee better, but I know he likes the cold brew, and so it just a preference, but same idea, same ingredients with the healthy fats in there. The vanilla shortbread protein bar, awesome. And then just up here is a powdered version of the butter and the MCT oil together. And then these, I don't want to hit on every single thing here, but I'll touch on olive oil, obviously. This is pretty cool. This is ketones actually in a bottle. So when your body produces ketones, there's a long chemical compound for that name of what your body is producing. This is that in a bottle. So if someone wasn't eating as low carb maybe, or was needing additional ketones to try to help themselves get into ketosis a little better, they could add this to their daily lifestyle.
If I could make one little opinion here, I have used ketones and it fuels the brain like nothing I've ever taken. Not always, but if I do it correctly at the right time, it is truly a brain stimulant, but not in a way that's overstimulating. You can do too much of MCT and ketones and bother your intestinal tract, so you have to kind of learn how much is too much.
Yeah. Yeah, start, if you do the bulletproof coffee, start with a teaspoon of the MCT oil or the coconut oil, because people have had, Dave Asprey calls it disaster pants, so just watch that. So, salmon, I think salmon is just phenomenal for the omega-3s, the anti-inflammatory fats. We carry, actually, it's pretty cool story. So Thomas Persinger is a local guy that flies a small plane up to Alaska, catches the salmon, and then flies them back. And so we have them at the store from all of that journey of what he does. So we've got his smoked salmon and the wild fresh salmon that you can cook that's raw, and you can cook it however you want. And then on the top, the Mikey's muffins. These are gluten-free. They're egg-free, dairy-free. They're basically free of everything. So,
but they're not free. You have to pay for them.
Right, right. Yeah, exactly. but they're only 2 net carbs per muffin, and they kind of remind me of a, what's those muffins with the holes in it? English muffin. Yeah. they're really good if you toast them up. Okay, and then these last items that we have, these are options, but I just want to touch on these to keep them limited. These are wheat and gluten-containing items. We don't want to get on a tangent about wheat and gluten, but for some people that have gluten allergies or wheat sensitivities, or people that are eating a lot of non-GMO or a lot of GMO gluten, I do think there are some health repercussions from that. This in limited amounts, I think, can be a good staple item to randomly use for a ketogenic diet. I just wouldn't want someone overindulging in these items. Like Carb Quick is a complete biscuit, baking mix, waffle mix, pancake mix, anything you really want to make, and it's a low-carb flour that they've made that from. Smart Cakes are so good. Smart Cakes, I think 3 net carbs maybe per 2 of them. Oh, okay. 0 net carbs. Yeah. So even better.
38 calories.
Okay. Yeah. So, and they're actually really good tasting. And then that same company makes Smart Buns, which are hamburger buns. And I know they are 0 net carbs. So we've got all of those options upstairs. Okay. This is something I'm really excited about. So probably 4 or 5 years ago, we got the Sika body fat machine. I don't think we show people enough how cool this machine is. So I'm glad we get to talk about it tonight. It is a true state-of-the-art $10,000 body fat machine that we invested in, like I said, about 4 or 5 years ago. You stand on it with your bare feet. You hold on with your hands and your feet placed on little metal pads. It sends a small signal through the body, nothing that you feel, nothing that hurts you, nothing that you would even know is going on. And it bounces between your fat cells, your muscle, and your hydration, so your water cells. So that, the vibration between all of that sends back a signal to the machine and gives us a printout and a read on how much muscle you have, how much body fat you have, how much water weight you have, how much visceral fat, your phase angle, which is the health of your cells, how they're replicating and how they're dying and how all of that process is going. It takes 17 seconds for you to actually stand on it, a few minutes for us to print it out and interpret it for you. So if you are looking for weight loss and you're frustrated by the scale, or you're thinking I'm not moving in the direction I want, but yet you're eating really clean, you might be moving in terms of fat, and we could show you that if you came in on a weekly basis or every couple weeks basis. If you just want to do it just to see where you are, it's a cool read as well. So first reading is free, so if anyone wants to come and do that, it's free. After that, it's $10 a time. The best way to do that would be just to call our store and say you want to get a body fat read, and we put you on a schedule because it's in a room, so we just need to get you on the schedule. So, but first one is free. Okay, so some of the last kind of things that I want to touch on here is some success stories that we have had with our nutritional ketogenic weight loss program. So I don't want everyone to think that we're forcing everyone into our program. Not at all. We want to hit you at where you need to be. And so for a few people that may need more guidance or may need us to meet with them on a weekly basis, sit down and show them what meats, what vegetables, what proteins, what fats, we have that system in place. That was my main job for like 3 or 4 years at the store, was just being the head coach of the ketogenic diet system. And so I've seen 500, 600 dieters, and seen out of all of those, I've only not had 3 people lose weight. And that's a true story. There's 3 people I could not figure out why, but I could not get them to lose weight. The other 497, they did. So so our ketogenic system is basically came out of Canada. A doctor named Dr. Tran Chien started it 28 years ago. We found the science behind it and found it 10 years ago. We've had more success stories of people getting off medications, of losing weight, of resetting their blood sugar, resetting their pancreas function, their insulin, cholesterol. It's a phenomenal program. And so we actually have one of our coaches here tonight, Jeanette. She's in the back. So she lost 60 pounds?
50.
50? Okay.
Jenna lost 60.
Okay. And then her daughter here lost 60 pounds. And then Melissa Pell, I believe she's lost
like 90-something.
90-something? Okay. So, yeah. So this is just an option for people. I've kind of touched on all that just then. For people that want more structure, want more help, and want a coached program, we're happy to do that for you too. And so the way, what that would look like would be, if you felt the need to for more questions, you could talk to Jeanette or I tonight. And if you wanted to come in, we'd set you up on an appointment. And then we would sit down with you for an hour, go over what foods, what vegetables, what fats, how to eat. And then we'd see you every single week, 15, 20, 30 minutes, however long you need, and make sure we get you to your goal. So that's our system. If that system doesn't sound like your path, we can still help you in the store with ketosis. So you don't have to feel like you have to go down into our system if that doesn't feel right. So, our favorite books that I absolutely love based upon the idea of ketosis. I mentioned the Big Fat Surprise earlier. I think I called it the Big Fat Myth, but the Big Fat Surprise, that's on the fact that saturated fats actually are healthy. That's an awesome book. Bulletproof Diet that we keep touching on by Dave Asprey. The Ketogenic Cookbook, that's my personal favorite cookbook for ketosis. And then Mercola, the doctor that I mentioned, he has a cookbook right here, and he has a book written about studies and just a more of an informational book on ketosis. And then the paleo cardiologist, do you want to speak on him?
Yeah, Dr. Wolfson is an amazing cardiologist. I was actually listening to him yesterday, and he said there's a reason why hospitals have revolving doors, and because they don't really cure anybody. That's the reason people will be coming back over and over. I have a radio show every Saturday. I do with Dr. Chris Green, Chief of Staff of Memorial. It's my radio show, and we have him scheduled, Dr. Wolfson, to speak on there in the next few weeks. But I encourage you to look up his website. It's truly, truly amazing. All these books can be purchased off of nutritionw.com. If you want to make it easy, you just go on there to resources, and all these will pop up. And then you can just click on there and order the books.
Yeah, so lastly would be our resources that we've kind of used. He touched on nutritionw.com/resources. That's where the books could be found. Dr. Mercola, you can go on and sign up for a free ketogenic ebook through him. He's an expert with ketosis, so I would highly recommend that. Dr. Axe, he has awesome videos to watch about ketosis. Dave Asprey, I've listened to all of his podcasts. They're awesome. He's entertaining, very scientific. And then the Ruled Me was the calculator that I mentioned. And then last was the paleo cardiologist that he mentioned.
Any other one?
Nope.
Any questions? Because we are open to them, if you have any, or you certainly can ask us at another time.
When's your radio show?
It's on Sunday mornings on 97.1 at 9 a.m. And the website's Vital Health Radio, if anybody wants to just look at it. Would you like to pass out these while they're sitting here?
And we're going to pass out bars and all of this information to everyone.
And one thing I want to say on this bulletproof roadmap, if you don't want to fool with really scientifically putting this together, just eat on the bulletproof line. If you eat what he says on here, you're going to be close to ketosis. Now, I am a fan of cycling ketosis. I do know that if we do it every single day, week in and week out, month in and month out, it doesn't work as well. And so I would recommend to be very strict for a certain period and then loosen up. You may do 5 days very strictly, then you may loosen carbs for two. I am personally experimenting right now because I can consume a little more carbs, I think, than the average person and get by with it. But I've been using coconut oil a lot, but I'm switching to MCT because it's a super concentrated coconut oil. And in the presence even of carbs, if you use MCT, it can help you to have ketones. And that's what we're really after, is to build ketones for the brain and to reduce brain fog and to help us to stay in some ketotic state. A lot of people, including Dave Asprey, Dr. Mercola, and many experts are touting the intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting, just to summarize it very quickly, many different versions of it, but mainly what it means is that you're going to spend about 14 hours not eating. Now, you can do that easily by eating supper at 5 o'clock and then not eating again until 14 hours later, whatever hour that may be. And so that's good for cleansing. It's good to help the body to get rid of these toxins. I personally don't do too well with a lot of that fasting, so my metabolism doesn't like it as well as some, but it works well for many people, and it seems to keep you a little in a ketotic state a little more effectively. Any other questions about how to do this? Oh, yes.
I saw you on the morning show. Mm-hmm.
You have to do certain things if you don't have a gallbladder, and that certain thing is you have to take a supplement that would replace it. And ox bile in supplemental form is your gallbladder. It's just made from an animal. Well, I mean, it's making bile. So it's every time you eat fat, you have to have bile. Bile is secreted by the body in order to emulsify fat. And if you don't have it, then you're not going to be able to break the fat down, and then you're going to have loose stools. And so if you just purchase ox bile, and you have to play with it now, it's not an exact science, but if you take ox bile, it's going to do what your bile would have done through a gallbladder. And you may have to be a little more limited on the oils, but you can do it with ox bile. And in fact, Dr. Mercola just came out with a product 2 days ago that was a gallbladder digestive enzyme. He's one of the first to do that actually labeled it gallbladder. So I'd recommend that. And we are open upstairs till 8 o'clock if you choose to go up there if you need anything. They're just going to stay open a little bit later. Any other questions? And if not, I want to say, of course, thank you. It makes my whole day and week to know that we're hopefully planting seeds and helping people to evolve into a state of less dependency. The system that we have in place with medicine today is built a lot on fear and dependency. Nutrition World is built on the opposite. We are here to empower you with honest, ethical information, and hopefully my employees, which I have 27 of, most of them are very passionate. We are here as partners on your journey to be healthy.